couple more items on the calendar, and then we will take a recess. We have item 72.
Pay claim of James Waters in the sum of $47,500 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Becky Chow with City Risk. The ordinance before you authorizes the settlement of a police use of force lawsuit brought against the City of Portland by James Waters. Mr. Waters was arrested during the service of a search warrant in April 2012. In the course of his arrest, Mr. Waters suffered physical injuries to his knee and calf when he was bitten by a police dog. Mr. Waters required medical treatment at a hospital. He brought a lawsuit seeking $5,700 in medical damages and $200,000 in non-economic pain and suffering damages. The trial was set for later this month, but in November, the parties participated in a day-long mediation session, at which time a tentative settlement of the case in the amount of $47,500 was reached. Risk Management and the City Attorney's Office recommend this settlement to you, as it minimizes the risks and future costs of proceeding with the litigation.
Okay, thank you. Questions?
Mayor, I'm wondering what kind of follow-up that has been with the Portland Police Bureau to look at this incident and how what our policies are.
Well, we have, of course, changed our policies for the use of force since 2012 when this incident occurred. What I don't know, and I will find out, is if we have specifically changed any of our policies relative to the use of canines.
Right.
So, good question. I'll go check on the answer to that question and report back to the rest of the council, because I'm not sure if we've specifically addressed when and how you release a canine and under what circumstances, and that's kind of what was the issue here.
Yes, thank you. That was part of my question. And the other part was about employing the distraction device, and I would like to know what the policies are for when that's
okay. Good. Yeah, and of course, all of our both current and proposed new policies are now being posted as we work on them, so it's a public process, not just here, but I will get back to you about both of those.
Thank you.
Other questions, council members? Anyone want to speak on this item?
We have four people signed up.
Okay, come on.
Michelle Munt, Marianne Schwab, and Charles Johnson. And we'll
come
go with Joe
up.
Walsh. And Marianne left.
Oh, all right, Michelle's deferring. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Walsh, come on up.
Joe, your wife is on the phone. I think you better talk to her before you say anything further.
Yeah, God. Stand and deliver. Okay.
I'm never going to live this down.
Yeah.
For the record, I am the wifeless Charles Johnson. And I want to thank the mayor for having the policy that put this in review. Is it possible to disclose what council represented Mr. Waters?
It's in the ordinance.
Okay, I didn't see it in the brief summary in the page
Mr.
that I looked
Kifuri,
at on the TV.
Greg Kifuri.
Shocking. That's what I should have. That's what I expect. I didn't have a chance to verify that on my way in. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Walsh.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. There were three things that jumped out at me about this item. The first one is that I know the lawyers that are involved in this, and they're friends of mine. That's the first thing that jumped out. The second thing that jumped out is the supporting documentation is very limited. It's the most limited that I've ever seen in a claim. And I don't understand that. It jumped out at me. It's very little information. You asked the question, have you changed the policy? There's an indication in the supporting documentation, but it's not very firm. It just implies that you have changed your policy about releasing the dogs on misdemeanors. So it would have to be a serious felon before you would release the dogs. The third one is that it wasn't under consent agenda. And I want to tell you, Mayor, how much I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Because I think the people that are watching this and the people in the audience have a right to know what's going on. And this is something that's happened, especially with our police department. They need to know what's going on. They need to know what happened. They need to know if there was any action that was taken by the police department to reevaluate it, to look at the officer, how that happened, what happened with the warrant, was the charges dismissed. All of that information may not belong to me, but I'm asking you to make it belong to you, because you should understand what happened in this, and I do appreciate that you took it out of consent agenda, which for your TV audience means no discussion. So you open it up to discussion, and I do appreciate that.
Thanks very much.
And I do want to encourage you, Mayor, that when we get this afternoon, we'll be talking about the crowd control policing report, and I hope that for people who are interested, that there'll be some sort of summary tracking so that we can know over the course of policing in Portland, has litigation against the police gone down? How many specific incidents? I think that's something that would be in line with good government and your standards for good government. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Good suggestion. Okay. No one else to speak on this item? Then roll call on this item, please.
Fritz.
Is that an emergency?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for the explanation and for looking into getting back to me on the policies. Thank you for the testimony and appreciation. I hope your wife is forgiving of your sayings doing that. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick. Hales.
Aye. And one more.